Afro D Nation group, and he says he's been getting like morning wood for like the past week now, just from incorporating that. And it's like, well, maybe that is your issue, is that type of stuff. Could be.
That'd be cool.
Don't know.
If your intro is a micronutrient issue, I think you're doing pretty well, because a lot of it, for me personally, all of my issues were mental.
Yeah.
And that's hard. It's hard to get into that. Like, it's different. And first you have to accept it, understand that it's a possibility, that it doesn't have to be something physical. It can be something in your brain. And then you have to learn how to process that and learn how to deal with that, express that, and let that out. And it's most men especially don't want to hear it, because it's very, it's not woo-woo, but it's more of like, it's not like, oh, I can't just take this or do this and it'll solve the problem. Like, there's got to be something that I can physically do. Versus being like, nah, bro, you just need to breathe better, and you need to express your feelings more, and like speak more your truth, or stop holding back or holding yourself back, or not expressing how you truly feel with people, or holding in anger and resentment. It's just like, I don't know, how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
It's scary. Most guys will just hear that and be like, and just write it off, because it just sounds feminine. So they're like, I don't want to get into those. That's not my problem. I just got to take a supplement. I'm going to be fine, brother.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, there's stuff like that, and I think that's why ashwagandha is so big for a lot of people, is because it helps lower that excess stress if something comes up. But yeah, I mean, you're not always gonna have ashwagandha, perhaps, so you gotta build the strategies with it, or at least kind of know that you'll be okay, because I think that's kind of what some of these herbs do, is they will give you a learned benefit. So not only is your body benefiting, your nervous system benefiting, if it's like a cortisol type of situation, but you'll learn to be okay with it and cope even when you don't have it. And that was kind of the spark to get you there, if that makes sense. So yeah, I think my just overall road rage has definitely gone down since I've done Afro D, ashwagandha, and all these things. Just learn to cope.
For me, it kind of provides motivation, which is something that I need the most of. I find it cool how it's adaptogenically able to go to what people need the most. But I have a friend who just reached out to me yesterday, tells me that every night he takes half a teaspoon of Afro-D, a lion's mane tincture, 2 grams of a magnesium blend, which is glycinate, gluconate, and a little bit of citrate, and then L-theanine. And then he takes that 45 minutes before bed, and he's got like the best sleep he's ever had.
Wow.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty solid. Definitely need to experiment with lion's mane in the evening, because I've mostly done it mornings, just for, you know, cognitive brain fog elimination, so I can focus on doing things. But yeah, that's pretty good. One of the things I'd say lifestyle for me that definitely also affected morning wood would be sleeping naked, and of course in a temperate, you know, rather cold. I think we go like maybe 68 degrees Fahrenheit or so. Something that's definitely more cool, have a fan on or something as well. But that was probably one of the biggest things, because having boxers that are just way too tight and constricting.
Constricting your jewels, baby.
Yeah, like you're not getting proper blood flow, because it's perhaps even with like boxer briefs is usually what I would wear. And they can constrict all the flow from your legs up. And your waist down, everything like that. So just let the jewels hang out. Find a nice sleep position where the third leg can just rest and be nestled among the testes in the best way.
Get a little pillow, a testy pillow.